top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, August 16th for 2023. I am your presenter for this involvement in the headlines. Justice Dr. Irvin Andre emphasized the need for Dominica to take responsibility for its own rescue and address the issues surrounding very concerning relationships and the questionable actions of the DLP regime.
Big Station.
CARICOM and ICA has entered into an agreement to enhance the food and nutrition security of the population and the climate resilience of the agricultural sector in the region. And the former U.S. President Donald Trump now has many more felony charges after a Georgia grand jury on Tuesday employed RICO to accuse him for attempting to overturn his defeat in the 2020 election.
Big Station.
The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. Q. Details coming up next.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fenced pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Justice Dr. Irvin Andre highlighted the presence of concerning relationships and a trail of questionable actions. He expressed confidence that various governments, including the British, Americans, and French, possess information about these matters. He indicated that the exposure of these issues is imminent. However, he emphasized that Dominica cannot solely rely on external intervention to save the situation. He stressed the importance of the nation taking responsibility for its own rescue, as it's the people possesses the capabilities and determination to do so.
There's nothing which could be hidden based on what we know. And that is why I'm confident that these governments, whether it's the British, the Americans, the French, they have the goods on Dominica. They have the players in their crosshairs. And I'll tell you frankly, it's just a matter of time. As Prime Minister Gondal says, we don't know when, we don't know where, but it's just a matter of time. And that's what's going to happen. But as one of your callers said, we cannot depend on somebody on a white horse to come and save Dominica. We have the obligation to save ourselves, to rescue ourselves, because we have been given the mental fortitude to do so.
Justice Andrew remarked that a significant issue is the erosion of mental fortitude due to dependency on handouts. He criticized the practice of providing assistance selectively to supporters while neglecting those suspected of opposing the ruling party. He highlighted the contradiction between outward appearances of pity and eternal actions, emphasizing the need to confront this darkness within society. He expressed hope that the prevailing darkness in Dominica could not persist indefinitely and called for citizens to rise and take action to address these challenges.
Problem is, too many of us have frittered away that mental fortitude, have sacrificed it because of the handouts that we get. Persons walking on Saturday nights in the dark with brown envelopes, giving their supporters help just to ensure that those who are even suspected of supporting the opposition do not receive any help. How low can you sink? And many of these folk go with a handbag on the crook of their shoulders. Some of the men with a big cross around their necks and a big fat Bible in their hands. They go to church on Sundays. And they are the epitome of piety, the epitome of humility, and the epitome of devotion. But no amount of white clothing, no amount of ties and jackets can hide the darkness within. And we have to stand up and exorcise that darkness, the darkness that envelops the land, the darkness which haunts Dominica, like the Dracula movies we used to look at decades ago. There is hope, my friends, because this darkness cannot continue for too long. The seeds of destruction are being sown as we speak, and we have to stand up and be counted.
And that was Justice Dr. Irvin Andre. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skirt has revealed that CARICOM intends to organize a symposium that will bring together educators from around the region. The purpose of this gathering is to discuss the current state of education and to explore ways in which it can be improved in the future. Skirt explained that the symposium will also serve as a platform for establishing a task force that will be charged with identifying areas within the education system that require change. This task force will also be responsible for presenting a comprehensive education plan to CARICOM for review.
Education and education reform in the Caribbean. Again, that was discussed in Trinidad briefly. One of the things I've indicated I intend to convene as chairman of CARICOM is to bring educators from across the CARICOM community together at a symposium so that we can have a conversation on education as it is today and education as we would like it to be in the next 25, 50 years in the Caribbean. So we're hoping to organize this as a first step. And coming out of this is to identify a task force that will lead the process from a technical standpoint of identifying the elements of the education system that we need to make changes to and the new education plan that we propose to the Caribbean community for consideration. So that's at the CARICOM level. At the OECS level also, we're working on in parallel, because that's also, if we were to host the OECS meeting this weekend, the retreat, that would be one of the agenda items on education reform in the OECS.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skirt. The GEMS Hospitality School has recently announced its partnership with the Dominica State College Division of Tourism and Hospitality Studies Department. This collaboration aims to host 22 second and third year major students for their six-week internship at the Fort Young Hotel and Dive Resort and Secret Bay for their internship program. This initiative marks the first cohort of students chosen to be engaged in this endeavor. For the past 3 weeks, they have been assigned and rotated for various departments of both establishments, such as front desk, housekeeping, concierge, security, bar, kitchen, landscaping, and restaurant. The students at the Dominica State College can now integrate the theoretical knowledge that they have acquired with the practical experiences they will receive at Fort Young Hotel and Dive Resort and Secret Bay. Upon completion of their internship, students will be awarded certificates of successful completion and will be required to submit portfolios of their internship experience as part of their graduation requirements at the Dominica State College. President of the United Workers Party, Lennox Linton, emphasized the party's commitment to electoral reform due to long-standing concerns about the misuse of resources to manipulate electoral outcomes by the head of the defunct Labour Party. Linton highlighted that resources generated from the sale of Dominican passports appear to be controlled by an external entity rather than by the government officials. This has driven the United Workers Party's determination to reform the electoral process.
For a number of years, the evidence before us is that it has been captured. It has been used by, abused by the Labour Party
the head of the Labour Party, which is now defunct, to get results in his favor. But get results in his favor to do what? The evidence before us is that the resources of the country, the resources coming from the sale of Dominican passports, are not under the control of the people who have quote-unquote been put in the government. It's not the government that controls it. They have somebody overseas, some foreigner from Lebanon, who has more control over the resources of Dominica from the sale of its passports than anybody in the government in Dominica.
Linton continued by addressing the broader concerning issue of the capture and control of Dominica's resources by foreign individuals closely associated with the Prime Minister. He pointed out that without regaining control over the electoral process, which should serve the purpose of fair and unbiased elections, the country's resources could remain in the hands of external entities, allowing them to exploit Dominica's assets unchecked.
We also have the capture of Dominica to talk about, the hijack of the resources of Dominica to talk about, and the placing of the placement of those resources under the control of foreign friends of the Prime Minister. So if we cannot get control of our electoral process, if the people's electoral process cannot be returned to right order, where it is fit for the purpose of getting the people to elect government of the people, by the people, for the people, with the majority votes of conscience, the resources of this country will continue to remain in foreign hands and be plundered at will by those foreign interests.
And that was President of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton. The Caribbean Examinations Council has made an announcement that candidates can opt for early results released for their tertiary institution applications. The process enables universities or colleges to receive results quickly when preliminary exam results are released. The council noted that early results release requests can be submitted online through their website, that's www.cxc.org/request-transcript-order-form. During the transcript order process, during checkout, candidates should indicate early results in the notes section for expedited processing. It's important to mention that transcripts are not sent to individuals, but rather organizations such as educational institutions, evaluation agencies, and prospective employers. The deadline for submitting early results request is 17th August 2023, prior to the release of results of May-June examinations on the 24th of August 2023. On the day of the release, candidates can visit CXC's online student portal, that's www.cxc.org/students-results, log in and access their preliminary results. President of the Concerned Citizens Movement, Washburn Coffey, has conveyed his disappointment towards the relevant authorities for not involving the CCM in the discussion of electoral reform. He expressed his unwavering commitment of the organization receiving not an invitation to the consultation, and emphasized that it did not receive a copy of the draft electoral reform regulations presented by Sir Dennis Byron.
We as CCM, we are very critical non-government organization, civil society organization involved in the business of reform. And I'm not aware that as an organization, we have an invitation to such a consultation. In fact, when the report from Byron was presented, we were not even invited as a CCM to receive a report. And here it is again, we have not received any formal invitation to any consultation. Not that we want to give credence to the consultation, because as has been said, we have been asking that these matters should be handled by the commission. We have even questioned the appointment of Daru to do anything with regards to reform, electoral reform. We are very clear on that. And from a CCM perspective, and to the extent that this consultation is going to be held, and mark you, the government had indicated very early that they were going to start that process maybe a month ago.
Coffey is of the opinion that the electoral reform consultations as announced by the Prime Minister are a direct response to the Electoral Reform Coalition's own electoral reform consultations, which the Prime Minister fears may impact the outcome of the present's efforts to keep the laws and regulations as they are presented.
And maybe right now, maybe they are just responding to the fact that the Electoral Coalition and other civil society organizations have gone ahead and are having consultations with the people that would impact whatever is the final presentations with regards to the legislation. But all of this, I must say, need to come to an end very soon. And the only way it can come to an end very soon is if the citizens of Dominica take a more involved, get more involved in the process, other than just talking, unless we can show some boots on the ground representation to indicate that we are at a point where we are almost frustrated with this process.
And that was the president of the Concerned Citizens Movement, Washburn Coffee. In other news, the Caribbean Community, or CARICOM, and the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture, ICA, have come to an agreement to prioritize their joint actions in the region. The main goal is to strengthen the food and nutrition security of the population and the climate resilience of the agricultural sector. This agreement was signed during a visit by Carla Burnett, Secretary General of CARICOM, to ICA headquarters in San Jose, Costa Rica, where she met with Manuel Otero, Director General of this hemispheric organization specialized in agriculture and rural development. The proposal suggests collaborating on advancements in policy making for agricultural and rural development, production systems, and the promotion of value chains, enhancing the resilience of the agricultural sector, and improving land use in the Caribbean regions. Burnett expressed that the Caribbean region plays a crucial role in the development of agriculture and emphasized the need for collective efforts towards improving living standards in different countries. She also highlighted that CARICOM is marking its 50th anniversary while maintaining vigilant and committed to enhancing the collaboration of citizens to achieve their vision for progress. And on Tuesday, a new set of felony charges were brought against Donald Trump, utilizing a law that was originally designed to combat organized crime gangs. The former U.S. president was charged with attempting to overturn his 2020 election defeat. These charges were brought by Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis on Monday and included not only Trump, but also 18 of his associates.
The indictment brings felony charges against Donald John Trump.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has until noon next Friday to surrender to authorities in Atlanta, Georgia. He was hit with criminal charges for a fourth time on Monday when a Georgia grand jury issued a criminal indictment accusing him of attempting to illegally overturn his 2020 election loss to Democrat Joe Biden. The indictment listed Trump and 18 others as defendants, including associates Rudy Giuliani and John Eastman, along with a total of 41 criminal counts. It was all part of a sweeping case brought by Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis.
Every individual charged in the indictment is charged with one count of violating Georgia's Racketeer, Influenced, and Corrupt Organizations Act through participation in a criminal enterprise in Fulton County, Georgia, and elsewhere, to accomplish the illegal goal of allowing Donald J. Trump to seize the presidential term of office beginning on January 20th, 21.
Racketeering is used to target members of organized crime groups and carries a penalty of up to 20 years in prison. Lawyers for those named either declined to comment or did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Trump has previously denied any wrongdoing and accused Willis of being politically motivated, criticisms she rejected on Monday.
I make decisions in this office based on the facts and the law. The law is completely nonpartisan. That's how decisions are made in every case. We follow the same process. We look at the facts, we look at the law, and we bring charges.
Arrest warrants have been issued for those indicted by the grand jury. Willis said she is giving them an opportunity to voluntarily surrender by noon on August 25th. The case stems from a phone call in January 2021 in which Trump urged Georgia's top election official to find enough votes to reverse his narrow loss in the state.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Justice Dr. Irvin Andre emphasized the need for Dominica to take responsibility for its own rescue
when it happens,
and address the issues surrounding very concerning relation
and
questionable actions of the DLP regime.
Big Station, Q95DA.
CARICOM and ICA have entered into an agreement to enhance the food and nutrition security of the population and the climate resilience of the agricultural sector in the region. And former U.S. President Donald Trump now has many more felony charges after a Georgia grand jury on Tuesday employed RICO to accuse him of attempting to overturn his defeat in the 2020 election.
DA.com.
The news was brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I've been your presenter for this environment.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and